Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yes, indeedy, kids. It is time now to wake the neighbors, call the kiddies, tell Santa, guess who's in town. Yet, once again, if it's Tuesday night, it's time for the sports authorities to be in your ears.
That's right.
There you go. So,
and in your face.
Depending who you may be. All right. So, here's how it goes, kids. And we're just going to drop that all the way down to nothing. We are sports authorities. We are not experts, which makes us one cut better.
Because we're authorities.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, I'm sure that you've seen so many experts on TVs, and guess what happens? They're consistently wrong. Check our tapes. All you have to do is go to Podbean, PODBEAN.com. You'll see the CKIWI Radio 76 shield there. Click on it, and you can go to every single one of our former shows that hold up just as good as a Bing Crosby Christmas record. You know, you want to listen to them again and again.
And, you know, you'll find everything that we've said was 100% correct.
Absolutely, positively true. That's right.
And we maintain the highest standards, of
course.
That's
right.
That's right. So we not only do we have highest standards and we dress snappy around here, however, we do not have the FCC to deal with, so we do have the DMCA, so sometimes the language can get a little bit salty, and if so, facto, too f***ing bad. All right, so we are not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell it exactly how it is.
But if you'd like to pay us, we definitely accept your money.
We could slant it towards your way, and of course, today
we'd even do fake news for you if you pay us enough.
Right. But even if you do pay us, we're still going to tell it like it is anyways.
To that.
So, with the highest standards, of course.
And yep. Fake news, yes.
Yes, so that's where we are. So we thanks everybody there at Steiner's Meat Market for giving us this delicious cheese tray today for food. And so everybody that goes to Steiner's Meat Market, that's at 12 Mile and Ryan Road in fine Warren, Michigan, just ask for Paul, say hi.
And if you want to have some cheese, stop on by here.
Really, you can't get any more cheesier than we are. However, so this is how the game is played. We have a panel of three authorities, you know, three. So much so that we sued the sports authorities out of creation. You'll never see another sports authority store because they hogged our name.
That's right. And we won.
There you go.
Aren't you glad we didn't call ourselves dicks?
Done. That's right. We could have been called gals. However, we are here for you live in Studio B in Detroit, Michigan, coming to you all the way from the Motor City. And you can hear us 37,000 feet up the air and 5 inches below the water. So this is how we go. We have the Super CPA today with us, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John. And hello to everyone out there. Fasten your seatbelts.
Hell yeah. And we have the sport director here at CKIWI Radio 76, the illegitimate son of Dave Dials. Hi, Mark Milicek.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. If you like lots of noise and implosions, stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's the theme tonight is implosions.
So here we got, this is how we go. Oh, a theme night. I think it's the first time we had a theme.
Yes.
All right. So this is how we go. Mr. Milicek writes up this wonderful book every single Tuesday at about 6:45. And we have not seen this. We don't.
Either of us. I haven't seen it either.
We really don't care what's in it anyway because we're going to talk about whatever we want to.
However, if you hear us call out some numbers, it's just because that means a topic that we're going to go to. Like scribbled number OTR Lion. OTR Lion. Okay. And you may hear us talk about the OTR Lion.
Yeah.
Or the Red Blacks. Who knows?
Yeah, the offensive line of the Lions.
There you go. So, to kick things off, as we always do, number 26 in your program, but number one in your heart, the left winger for the Atlanta Flames, Mr. Milicek, kick us off.
Do we want to start off with an implosion?
Let's start off with an implosion. There's plenty to talk about this week.
Daisy.
Okay, well, we'll start off with Number one, we'll start off with the Red Wing implosion on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh,
what geez. Implosion?
The 10-1 implosion that the Montreal Canadiens inflicted on them on Saturday.
That's what the fake news wants to show you. The fake media only showed you the first period. It ended up 11-10.
Yeah,
that's what you saw.
They're going to rename them from the Red Wings to the Orange Pylons.
Just wait. There you go. No other team is better. Undefeated, and they'll be going undefeated to the end of the season. That's what I hate about the fake mainstream, lamestream media. They only show you the rotten parts of the Red Wings. They don't show you the full game. If you stay up and watch the full game, you notice that there's always like a replay. You know, like there's another goal, there's another goal. They just rewind the tape, you know, and that's why they made out the thing that was like, what, 10-1 when it was really 11-10? Yes, it was a leaky sieve, but they did beat the Canadiens twice, back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
I think he needs help.
The undefeated Detroit Red Wings.
We need an intervention here.
You'll see. Yes. You'll see. You know, here, I wear their jersey all the time, therefore I must be a great fan.
Call a priest. We need an exorcist.
There you go.
He has a demon.
Yeah, wait till see the end of the year when you see Bashel as coach of the year.
Of what team? It won't be for the Red Wings.
Him and Caldwell, right?
They're the Red Wings.
Oh, Lord.
No, Caldwell's actually a fake. You know, Bashel, I mean, the way he motivates his team and he gets them up every game, boy, we couldn't ask for a better captain on our team. I mean, he gets in the corners there fast. Boy, oh, boy. You see, he's like a jet. He's like the Golden Jet in his prime.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
I see, you know, hey, you know, they're right on top of things here. They made a trade, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they sent
Mr. Green.
Scott Wilson.
Oh, darn.
Scott Wilson. He is a
a left winger.
Perennial all-star.
Yeah, I knew that. That's right.
Yeah.
Perennial all-star with Detroit, and he got... Well, everybody was calling and trying to get a trade going, and so it was too good for Holland to say no to.
Well, that's right.
I just imagine. I mean, it was kind of like the Anthony Ghost deal, where there were teams calling about him.
That's
right?
Exactly what, same teams,
right? Yeah, exactly. And they sent to they
Oakland
sent
was calling.
Scott Wilson to the Buffalo Sabres, and the deal was so good that they got a fifth round draft choice for him.
And you know what? It's Buffalo. Probably the only team in the league that would be improved by adding him to their roster.
Yeah, but think about it this way. Fifth round draft choice from Buffalo is like a second round draft choice any other team. You know, I mean, they're going to be where at the end of the season?
Correction. If it goes to the Red Wings, it's not like a second round pick.
Because you have to remember...
Who's doing the drafting then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to have good scouts to make a good pick.
Oh, we got them. I mean, how do you think that we were, like, you know, how many years were we in the playoffs in a row? I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
25.
Whatever, but, century.
But, yeah, but this year it could be 2 years in a row that they might be out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Wait till the court case gets done.
Oh, here we go with the damn court case again.
When the court case settles and they actually see the bias against the Detroit Red Wings, you know, then they will be shown and upheld that they had the undefeated season, first time ever in NHL history.
Who's presiding over this case? Judge Judy?
So?
Yeah, actually.
And? No. No, they're taking it to the Supreme Court. Look how well they're doing. So there you go. See? Detroit Red Wings believe in law and order.
In truth, justice, and the American way, right?
No, they believe in law and order. They just don't believe in the FBI and CIA. I don't understand that one at all.
Okay, well.
I just don't. So, anyways.
Yeah, so anyway, if you look at the trades the Red Wings have made recently, they traded Riley Sheahan to Pittsburgh.
And look how well he's doing.
And he has...
One goal.
Yeah.
So basically, they've traded Sheahan for a third and a fifth round draft choice.
But that means brilliance.
He's one goal ahead of his pace from last year, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting out of the way early. See, that's why now you can see the exact laser. You know that Bashel and his crew. Yeah. They can weed out bad talent. So he's gone. See, second down. He's gone. And so it's this guy, and we don't even, he was like here for a cup of coffee. They knew he blew, so they just got him out because it only takes one bad guy to blow the chemistry of this undefeated team.
Okay, so now that means the winning streak's going to start tonight since they got rid of Scott Wilson.
Start tonight what?
The winning streak.
What winning streak? They're on a winning streak.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Well, the court case hasn't they haven't won the court case, so the streak technically hasn't started yet.
We are confident that the court will see it our way, so it is.
The fix is in.
By talent.
The fix is in, yeah. The fake court case.
It's because the Red Wings love Jesus.
That bag of money. It's changed hands.
Slow
already.
Down.
it's changed hands already.
No, oh. It's going there. Unfortunately, we gave it to Flynn, and oops, he was busy Friday.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like oops.
Okay.
So see, that's what's happening. You know, Flynn was supposed to give the money to I guess a judge to clean up his car or something like that. And damn, if the FBI didn't swoop down and get him while he was holding the money, even though it said turkey on it, it's like no, not a turkey. That's money. Anyways, that'll be decided by the courts.
Oh, that'll be another court case.
But we'll be confident at the end of the year, we'll get the first round bye at home, in front of the thousands and thousands of fans who show up.
That dressed
like empty seats.
That are in their Halloween costumes.
Yeah, dressed up like empty
okay,
seats.
Okay, all right.
In April.
But I do not know any other NHL team that has sold out day after day, game after game, like the Wings have.
Maple Leafs.
Loser.
There you go. You get the triple.
Third down.
You get the triple on that one. No, I mean, it's this year is yet another consecutive sellout. At the Joe Louis Arena.
No, not the Joe Louis Arena, the Pizza Arena.
No, that one didn't sell out. Joe Louis
did.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
It's cheaper to see the game there.
That's true.
They have a 19-inch scene at the black and white TV at center ice.
Yeah.
And everybody crowds around.
And then you can go to the suite and get some brown water.
There you go. And it's catered by the Sweden House.
Yeah.
Mm. You hungry? Go to 9 Mile and Ryan. See where the Sweden House was before the rats got to it.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, that's right. We forgot to tell you that everything here at the Sports Authority is our own opinion, so don't sue us because you ain't going to get shit. So, next.
Yeah, the bag of money's gone already. So.
Damn that, Flynn.
Well, I think you know, mentioned Joe Louis Arena, I think what they should do is they should hire the people to implode the Joe Louis Arena that did such a fine job at the Pontiac Silverdome.
You know what was even funnier? Because in this age of facts don't matter, did you see where the dudes from East China, the subcontractors? Oh, it was a success! Bunch of assholes.
Now all we got to do is wait for gravity to fall down.
Yep. I mean, it was like the Great Pumpkin. They're all watching it, staring at this stupid thing. It ain't coming down, dorks. And then the stupid thing they said, well, we had trespassers in there and they might have kicked over a cord. How small are these cords? And in the beginning of a demolition, don't you have something that shows you have an open circuit? I mean, what kind of do you have a guy like the beginning of Mission Impossible that lights a match and like goes down a wick? You know, I mean, how does this go? That was so lame. It's like they should have just shut up and said, look, folks, we had a malfunction. We don't know what it is. We're going to investigate this as soon as possible. We'll be right back with you. Period. That's it.
Don't come up with that lame excuse because that was really lame.
Oh, that was so bad. You know, but at least...
Squirrel chewed the wire.
Yeah, we had so many kids in here on Friday night. Well, that's Friday night. It's Sunday morning.
Well, what did you do? Have a 19-inch TV at
yeah, from the Joe Louis, the big screen. Yeah.
Okay, try again.
But so they got count 50. But you know, when they knocked it down, from what you saw, it's still there.
Yeah.
I thought this thing was going to be pancake time. It's still there, you know? You can still play there. The seats are still there, you know? What did you guys knock down? You know, I mean, we saw, so, I mean, I'm thinking like Hudson Building. Boom, gone, flat. And there was nobody around there. Third down, you know? And so it's like, okay, if nobody's around there, like at Hudson's where they had so many people, that was the. Did you see that when it was happening live?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It's like everybody crowded around it. They exploded this building with asbestos and cement and everything, and this big, huge cloud started coming over people. Ah! Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how us Detroiters live. We like to breathe in that crap.
Yep. Just think about what an international PR hit that was. Mm. I mean, I don't care where you're listening. Okay, you might be in Germany, you might be in Russia.
71 different countries around the world.
I mean, yeah, no matter where you're listening to us, I know you've seen it on the internet.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay? It all went viral.
Everybody has seen the Silver Dome non-implosion.
But you know, the funny thing is, the lead contractor knocked down the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
So they have experience. It's just the subcontractors, these people in South China, or in East China, you know, East China, Michigan, you know, not East China.
Yeah, not the... Not the country.
Yeah, it's not like they loaded it up with a bunch of fireworks and went, poof, you know. But it was like everybody, I don't know why everybody stood around and went, ooh, ah. I mean, like, the place was packed to watch this thing go down. So, is life that dull? Why don't we just, like, wad up pieces of paper and throw it in the fireplace? Gather around, kids.
And the thing that I was just kind of amazed by was when you're watching it on TV and the things go off, and it's still there. And they stayed with the story.
Yeah.
Fox 2 stayed with the story
like it was
for the next 15 or 20 minutes of standing there talking about it didn't go down. It's like, move on.
Yeah, it's not like
there's nothing else to talk about.
Well, they were so worried that they're going to cut to, you know, Hewell Perkins or whatever. You know, that it's like, and all of a sudden, damn, we missed the story. You know, it's, yeah, you're right. Once the first round and the thing is still standing, it'd be going nowhere.
Yeah.
All the way down to the thing where Pontiac, well, it shows it to be about, we're resilient. You know, no, man, it shows you couldn't get anything done right.
Screwed up. That's what it shows.
Yeah, you goofball.
You couldn't even implode it right.
It is so funny. I mean, forget about watching the implosion. Watch the guy try to explain it. And they had the guy from the East China deal. He was right next to him, and he just looked baffled. You know, it's like I would have ran for those cameras. I would have had my PR flack say, you know, oh my gosh, technical thing happens. We're right on it. You know, as opposed to, well, we had kids in here. I mean, my God, I have not heard those meddling kids until I heard Scooby-Doo. You know?
There were flashlights. They had flashlights.
I know they had flashlights, and that must have kicked over a wire. What kind of wire is exposed? That you could run around to, honest to God.
Isn't the site secured?
Yeah, but we had to get the cops here. You guys are putting in explosives, and you didn't have the place locked down?
And you let the kids play there?
All right, here's a bigger picture. What happens if a kid, you know, and of course it's them meddling kids, you know, Scooby-Doo and those people. What happens if the charge would have went off? Boom! You know?
Yeah.
At night, first of all, Fox News would have been mad that they didn't get the story.
Yeah.
Second of all, you know, could you imagine the lawsuit? You guys didn't lock down an area about ready to be smooshed down? Woo! You know, you didn't have any incredible police presence or something? People want to get the very last. But I don't know why you'd want to go in there. I mean, I want to see proof. I want to see some kind of surveillance thing that they had people and they had to chase people out. Because really, who would want to go back in there? For what? Everything's stripped out of it.
Yeah.
You know? Except for fine memories. You know? I mean, really, for a stadium that was 25... That stadium could have been so cool. You know? But so many missteps along the way. The biggest being... Watch this segue. The Lions games, where it was not uncommon to watch fistfights in the audience. I mean, that was a daily occurrence, and depending where you were, it was kind of like the Oakland Raiders against the Oakland Raiders. I mean, Lion fans would beat the hell out of Lions fans. You'd get those supersized beers there, and here we go, kiddies.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, after the Lions had played there for 27 years, you'd think they'd understand how an implosion works.
Yep.
Dude. I mean, they certainly imploded Sunday afternoon, didn't they? Against Baltimore. Dude. Lord Almighty!
There at the Silverdome, there was more physical. There was more physical action in the stands than there was on the field.
That's right.
It came to the Lions games.
You know what? If I was into the Lions at all, I'd have this whole big thing about bring back Barry. I mean, he could still run. He's still in his prime. You know, I mean, it's only, think about it, it's only a scant couple of years ago that folks kind of gave up on that. You know, the guy's like 95. He's not in football shape, but, you know, they think that he's like frozen in time. Yeah. You know, it's like he went into the Jupiter 2 and got frozen next to Dr. Smith.
You know? Actually, because he's had a couple years off, his knees have healed. Yeah. He'd be faster now.
Yeah. Yeah, he only gained 80 pounds. Yeah, I mean, really, what a stupid thing that is. And guys, how this is the reason why, you idiots, you know, that they have that Caldwell. It's like, oh, yes, here comes our new 2017 season. And we kind of signed the Caldwell guy for some kind of contract, and we can't really tell you why. What? There's a contract. For who? For Caldwell. For Caldwell, yeah. How many years? Well, some years. They can't even tell you. They try to hide the damn thing because they know he's a screwed up, bad, awful coach.
Yeah.
You know? And
I wonder, okay, he had enough yet?
Yeah. No, maybe that's the Lions' motto. Had enough yet? You know? I mean, see, we're Lions free. I'm Lions free since 82. Well, I don't care.
There are people out there that are falling off the wagon as we speak, though, aren't there?
We're hoping.
Yeah.
Come to the dark side, you know?
I've never seen a team that has a coach that every time they lose, it's the coach's fault that they lose. You listen to the press conference, and the first thing he says is, it's my fault we lost.
And so what does that tell you?
It tells me he's not getting better. He's not learning anything.
Bye. Okay, yeah. It's your fault. You're gone. I mean, look, if you said, look, it's my fault that I shot that guy and he's dead. Okay, I'm going to jail. All right, if you call it your fault time after time after time, okay, we get the hint. It's your fault. You suck. Goodbye. You're responsible. Yeah. It falls on you, dude. You know, you just can't do that, Mike Hope, because really you're supposed to come back and go, well, what can we say? The guy already apologized. Oh, we can say plenty. And then he's the new cack in press conferences. What? I can't believe that somebody didn't pull up a chair and just hit him over the head. You know, you're just pulling for somebody. Somebody do something. Get a taser. Blow that guy up, man.
I've listened to other teams' coaches after games, and they very rarely blame themselves.
Yeah.
This guy blames himself all the time every time they lose.
Well, it's one thing for a coach to say, we got to do better. We got to do better, including me.
It's always a we. It's never I.
Yeah.
It's always with him, it's an I.
Yeah,
I have to do better.
And sometimes, it's my fault. Sometimes the coach comes out and says, this sucks. You know, I didn't coach that shit. As Bobby
Once
Ross
in a while.
Said.
Once yeah. in a while. But every time the Lions lose, it's always his fault.
So get rid of him. I mean, clearly, if it's his fault week after week after week after week, get rid of him. I mean, I can't. It's the most blatant thing to do. Bye.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. I look at this team and I say, you know, with the talent level they have, if they don't make the playoffs, he should go. And they're not going to make playoffs. I mean, they're pretty much done at this point.
Well, Quinn could bring in his own guy finally. But then again, then it puts it all on Quinn. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think that they should get rid of Caldwell and hire the sports authorities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do a better job than him.
I'll take time off of my Red Wing duty.
You know, I think we could coach that team better, and they would have to pay us.
Give us Caldwell's salary. We'll split it three ways.
That's right.
No, I will donate mine so Utah can get back Bear Ear. You know, so you get back your stuff.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'll donate mine to the. Statue down in the city of Detroit, so they can put a Lions jersey on it.
Yep. Well, what we'll do is we'll take the minimum, and then we'll take the rest of Caldwell's money, and we'll donate to charity.
You know what? Pay for play. If we win, pay us. If we don't, there you go. Yeah. You know.
Well, see, that's the way the contract should be. If you play,
and do well,
you get paid. If you don't play. You don't get paid.
It's called the Zimmerman contract. You know? I mean, really, you can't really take any more. I mean, for people who get emotional about the Lions, you know, you got the old milkshake now. I mean, she's no better than the old man. You know, you can't tell which one's dead, she or he, you know? I mean, I hope to God they don't put that old bagel's initials on their jersey, too, you know? I mean, enough of dead owners stuff on your jersey for how long has William Ford's thing been on their jerseys? We get it. He's dead. He's stiff.
Her initials, Martha Ford, MF. Put it on. Put it on the jersey.
Put it up there, babies. Because really, that's all you have. You know, well,
that wouldn't mean anything but Martha Ford, would it?
Oh, no, not at all. No, especially to us because we have high standards.
That's
right.
We wouldn't think of nothing else but that.
But see, she won't get rid of Caldwell. No. I mean, she won't sign off on it.
Yeah.
You know, even though, how many times in Detroit has there been a drumbeat to get rid of a coach, get rid of the owner, get rid of the coach, get rid of the owner?
Yep.
And they go, the more you do, I mean, they're kind of Trumpian in this, the more you say get rid, because it's clear this ain't going nowhere, and it's like, nope, we're going to keep McMillan. Okay.
But you
and
know
this
what?
Is what you get.
Here's the thing, though. It's the Lions. Okay. Well, we got to get rid of Wayne Fonts. You got rid of Wayne Fonts. It didn't help.
Nope.
You got rid of Darryl Rogers. Didn't help. You got rid of Rick Forzano. Didn't help. Monty Clark. Didn't help.
Dude,
Mariucci,
go back 60 years.
Marinelli. None of this helps. Well, we need to get rid of Schmidt. We got rid of Schmidt. Didn't
Schmidt
help.
Was good.
And then what do you get? Well, when William Clay Ford dies, then it'll be better. Didn't help.
Didn't help at all.
It's so really, now what? You're going to get rid of the team? You're going to get rid of the stadium? We got rid of the stadium. Didn't help.
They couldn't even implode the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know how long the milkshake has, that old milkshake has, on this earth. But if everything goes to plan, she kicks, she goes toes up, and then she gives it to the clueless daughter who has no freaking idea of how to run this thing. And she's relatively, she's got about 20 years on her to go. So you still have this. This could be the only franchise that could go at least three quarters of a century without a win. I mean, they're at, what, 61 now?
Yeah.
You know, you're at 61 laughable years. Anybody, Pat Rusk aside, who is a fan of the Lions, I can't understand your mentality.
Look,
here.
This is a, you know, we all laugh about the Chicago Cubs, 108 years, right?
But they're lovable.
These guys could challenge that record. They're more than halfway there.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, seriously, I can't think of any sport, any team in continuous sports. You know, that it's not like the Browns or, you know, the whatever the Ravens kind of thingy went happen. Now, that's been continuous. That has, I mean, I can't think even in basketball, but there's no team that's been around since 57. You know, that's won nothing. You know, you win two playoff games.
One.
Okay.
One.
Oh, that's right.
It was Dallas Cowboys one.
Yeah.
91.
Yeah, so you, and that's it. And you know what? Somehow, some way, these people always get rewarded. Yeah. There is no bar as high. You just hope that you'll go, you know, 9-7, be happy, back in, you know, hope to God that everybody else implodes, and then you back into it like last year. So cut the shit out that, well, we made the playoffs twice. No, you backed it. All the other teams quit.
The real honesty here. I go back to Darryl Rogers. What does somebody got to do to get fired around here?
Here's the story, you idiot Lion fans. They like your money. As long as the thing's filled, what do they care? All they have to do is go, shucks, well, that's sports. You know, you win some, you lose some. You know, we got some bad breaks. You know, yeah, here's your bad breaks.
The league conspired against us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, so many of the, you know, Lions, and look, we get the bad calls.
Because
you're a shit team. You know, shit teams get bad calls. And that's kind of really the bottom line. You have no running game. You have nobody to blame for yourself. And cut the shit out about the, oh, well, look at how Stafford brings them back in the fourth quarter. They're the comeback kids. You know why? Because you haven't scored a point in the first quarter in, what, four games now? You know, no wonder why you have to have this furious thing at the end, because you don't do anything in the first half.
Yeah, you're down by 20 points. It's like, okay, put the shovel down. Stop digging the hole.
You have an easy – Lions have an easy schedule from here on through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be back. And even if he was, he's going to be way out of whack, you know.
He'll be back.
Okay. So,
and he'll be back, and he'll have a game or two under his belt before he plays the Lions the last game.
But let me ask you this. Do you really look at this team and you say, gee, I feel real good about them going into Cincinnati and winning?
Or no, them, Cincinnati's badass.
Or they're going to take on the Bears at home and they're going to kick Bears' ass? Really?
Yeah, but Cincinnati.
What have you been seeing here?
Depending what Cincinnati gets as their fines and suspensions.
Cincinnati played good against Pittsburgh last night.
They're not in any mood to play around. Yeah. You know, I mean, they should. Cincinnati's always been that way. They do creep up on you, and I'm telling you, man, they're rocking and rolling. They gave Pittsburgh all they could.
And I'll tell you the other thing. Against the Packers that last game, even if Hundley's playing quarterback, they're playing the Packers last game of the year. We've been through this a few times already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many times do you need to have your heart broken? Okay, seriously, we've been there before. Nothing new.
There's no heart to be broken.
But you think this team's going to go anywhere? Well, you're just going to watch the next implosion.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's... How does anybody get up for a Lions game? What's there to get up for? You know, even when they took you to London for those couple of years ago, well, that's what screwed up the whole system because, you know, we got our wild whack and...
Should have took them to Rome like Cack did.
What is it about a Lion fan? I mean, that spends literally thousands. They have never lowered their ticket prices. They've never lowered their prices whatsoever.
They've never had to.
You guys are paying a premium on everything, and you keep going. Why? You know it's going to be an unsuccessful season unless you have that stupid Linus, you know, great pumpkin kind of mentality. Well, this year for sure. Oh, next year. You know, and that thing where you, like, finish and you win your last 2-3 games. Oh, we're on the right track now, you know.
This is your sports director's thought on this. You're all stupid. Thank you.
Fourth down.
That's it. That's the referee.
There you go.
You're stupid. You guys are crazy. You know what you're going to get every year. You're going to get a 500 team. Or maybe one game above 500, and you're going to get your heart broken every year, and you still go back and do the same shit over and over and over again.
And your wallet's flat.
Yes.
You know? And so they're thanking you for the money, and really, there's... I don't know if... You know, we should almost ask Patty. If you can get season tickets, can you still get season tickets? You know?
I would imagine you could, yeah.
Because, really, at one time, there used to be a lottery. You know, I mean, all right, we've seen Ford Field, so the brand-new stadium effect is way gone, you know. And, okay, Stafford is the number one top-paid dude of all time in the, you know, NFL. Okay, what did that get you? 9-7, you know. So all that money that could have been got, you know, spread around to get you a decent running back. There's something. You know, as much as everybody goes, well, it's not a running league anymore, it just goes to show you, when you don't have a running back, Abdullah, I thought he was going to be good. You know, oops, so well.
Yeah, ask Dan Fouts. But can't throw all the time.
Here's the thing, though.
He was good, though.
No, he's good, yeah, but did they ever win a championship? No, because you have to have some sort of running game.
What do we keep hearing? We keep hearing that you have to have... You know, you balance your plays. That's what, okay. You have to balance your plays to keep the defense honest. You have to keep running the ball, right? Mm-hmm. And if you stop running the ball, then you become one-dimensional. The defense won't bite on play action and da-da-da-da-da, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? You turn around, you hand the ball off, no gain. Loss of one, gain of one, gain of two, loss of one, okay? That's not keeping anybody honest.
No. Nope.
Okay, they're going to bite on play action. Oh, what? They're going to put extra men in the box to stop your running game? Ha, ha, really?
Yeah, just like go on a fade. I mean...
So the only reason you got to keep a balanced attack is because you're fooling yourselves. You're lying to yourself that the running game is having an effect. It's having an effect of stopping your advanced process because you're not moving the ball.
Why do you think Pittsburgh is so good?
Because they move the ball with the running game.
Because you got Le'Veon Bell. The guy can run the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It opens up...
Ben's a good quarterback, but I don't think all-star.
No.
You know? But there's your balance.
That's right.
You know? I mean, but there's so many holes on the Detroit team. It seems like it's whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, get your defense ready. I mean, really, if you're going to get a 100-year-old guy from Baltimore and think he's not going to be a China doll, you know, you're sadly mistaken. I mean, it goes, we should lend you in from the Red Wings some of our scouts to show you that you have to really look for talent. You just can't go, there's a big name, and sign him, you know.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. I watched the Pittsburgh game last night, and it's like Ben goes back and throws the ball. The guy's open because he'll go back, and then he'll give the ball to Le'Veon Bell, and he'll just do his little in through the hole.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but here's the Detroit thing. First down, run, negative one, or to the line of scrimmage, which means you set up the pass.
Then on second and third, you have to pass.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And so second down, you get maybe 3 yards. Or third down, you run 1 foot in front of, you know, the yellow stripe.
Yeah.
And then you fall down towards your quarterback, so you miss it. You don't run past the yellow stripe, which you should get for the first down, you know.
Yeah, the Lions' favorite third down play. Third down and 8, you throw the ball 3 yards and tell the receiver to get the other 5.
Yeah, like the screen's going to work. I mean, is the bloom off of Joe Bob now?
And, you know, look, one thing I got to say, too. I think the Lions offense is remarkably effective, given the fact that they can't run the frickin' ball and that they keep trying to run the damn ball, okay? And when you think about how many downs they give away by trying to run the stinking ball when they can't do it, it's amazing they score as many points as they do.
Where's Mr. Zimmer?
Yeah. Where is he?
Probably holding a clipboard.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, if you're going to be doing this running back by, you know, I think one of the best was, oh, drat, and he leaves my name only because I don't really memorize Lions too much. The running back that got out of college had a really bad concussion.
Javid Best.
Yeah, for first round, you know, thinking that somehow, some way, concussions heal themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Wait, ever since
and they traded up to get him.
Honest to God. You know, it's like you can't, there is no way that you guys look at talent. You have nobody that can. You obviously have a huge checkbook because look what you got. And there is no cap in the NFL.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't be. How did you sign this guy for so much money as your quarterback when you have so many holes? You know,
that's why you have the holes.
And then you use
it's
one of your top
Illich mentality again.
Well, and then you use one of your top picks and then to pick a wide receiver, Galladay. Yeah. Don't pick a running back. Heaven forbid you pick a running back.
What happened to him, Galladay?
He was hurt.
Yeah,
he was hurt, and he just came back last week. Or this?
Did
this
you notice?
Week.
He had one really good play, but I think that's the only.
Who is that little guy that scored the touchdown for Detroit?
The little guy.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that had a mustache was like his first game he ever played, and blah blah blah.
Is that the running back Tian?
Yeah, him mustache.
I think he came off the practice squad.
Yeah,
because they're short on running backs.
Yeah,
I mean,
because Washington's hurt.
He had this real long run. So you look at statistics. Oh my God, he's averaging 6 yards a run. It was all on one run. You subtract the big long run, and he was averaging 2 yards a run.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's like Abdullah out there again, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right, because Abdullah was hurt. Washington's hurt.
But the problem is they don't have a running game. None of their runners are running the ball effectively, and that's because you don't have an offensive line that's
true
blocking
that.
For them either. Okay. Yeah, so you have running backs that can't run, blockers that can't block. What could go wrong?
That's why
we have to balance our offense and keep running the ball.
But there's your built-in excuse. Yeah. Oh, we have a patchwork O-line. Well, let's see. How's Tomlinson working for you?
Yeah.
You know? How's Riley doing for you? Oops, where's he?
Yeah,
you
Minnesota.
Know?
Oops.
Yeah, and where's Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you think the Lions are probably the only team in Detroit that has this. Maybe Pistons, maybe not. Oops, there's Pistons.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah, Warm staying up, we might have time to talk about him.
But if there's components out of Detroit, if Barry was on another team, he would have been obviously all-star, but boy, oh boy, oh boy, he would still been playing. I mean, he would still been having, you know, Jim Brown's record. If you take Stafford off this team, you know, and you put him on a fairly decent team, you know, with, you know, how good of a quarterback would he be? you know?
Yeah.
Much better. But then again, you had, like, I mean, it was almost kind of like when you had Megatron. If Megatron would have been on a really good team, you know?
Yeah.
There's always, like, one player in Detroit that's really, really good, and they're trapped.
Yeah. But see, the thing about it is now, Stafford won't be going anywhere because nobody can afford his contract now.
Right.
Oh, you signed him for life.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And now the thing is, when that ankle gets killed again, when that hand, if he can't start, you have no backup. You're another Green Bay. You never had a backup guy.
Jake Rudock, he was a quarterback at Michigan.
Michigan.
Loser.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as, I mean.
Boy, he looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, really. And that pick six went way the other way.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's funny when you see a lot of people jump off the bus. I mean, people that were really, really, and we have Patty to think about that. You know, it was just like, that's it. I'm through. I'm done with it.
She burned her season tickets. I mean, my God.
Yeah, but she's back next year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Pat. Be mad at him for 1 year. Then, I mean, here's your Charlie Brown thing.
Yeah.
You know. The great pumpkin's coming. It's there. I mean, what inspires?
Go ahead, kick the ball, Charlie Brown. I won't pull it away.
What inspires anybody to go, oh, next year they got it together? You know? I mean, really, realistically, where are they going to draft?
61 years, they're due.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Any miracles happen in sports.
It's like, yeah, it's all random, isn't it?
They're going to win just enough games so their draft past number 20.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not going to. They're not going to have 6 and 10. They're going to go 8 and 8.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to win just enough games, so they're going to draft down
close.
Where they're not going to be able to draft a good running back or whatever.
Well, you'll be 9 and 7, and then people will go, well, see, we had 9 wins this year, 7 losses.
Okay, now where does 9 wins get you? No playoffs and bad draft position.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like the Red Wings. I mean, just eke into the playoffs and then, you know, draft like where.
But really, let's say that they were to win out, and let's say they were to squeak into the playoffs as a wild card team.
See, people keep
what
saying
what do you
that
do?
Stuff.
You go on the road again.
And get
you
smacked.
Play a conference champ, and you know, maybe it's Carolina or New Orleans, and boom, you're done. You know,
you lose
38-10, and you're gone. Whoopee, big deal.
Right.
Yeah, but are you anywhere near that? I mean, because really, they're in the hunt. But, I mean, if everything stopped right now.
Well, they were in the hunt, but Seattle won. So now Seattle jumped up again on them. They're two games ahead of Detroit
now. Yeah, so, I mean, they're realistically, even if they win out, they probably aren't going to make it.
Because Atlanta doesn't. I mean, who's up there? Seattle, Atlanta?
Yeah.
And then who else?
In Carolina.
Okay.
Carolina's.
Because they were in the first.
8-4.
Yeah.
And Detroit's 6-6. So that's what I'm saying. They're two games out now.
Yeah. Yeah. Carolina, Atlanta, and Seattle are all ahead of them in the wild card hunt.
Detroit can't, you know, bank on having the Browns anymore. You know, because really, who are you playing now? You're playing Tampa.
Tampa.
Cincinnati.
That's
going to
be a win.
Chicago and Green Bay.
So they're going to go 2-2 out.
That's what I'm saying. So they're going to end up being 8-8.
Yeah.
And that'll get you in.
It'll get them into a shitty draft position again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're nowhere near, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but, again, even if they were to draft in the 8th slot, let's say. Okay, what's your confidence level? Where's it get you? Not very high,
because they need so many players in positions that they don't have enough.
And they have coaches. And they have coaches that can't use them.
They have so many holes and not enough picks.
Yep.
Yeah, and really, if you want to sign somebody, your money's gone. I would love to see how much did the cap hit. You know, they took for your quarterback.
A lot.
Yeah. You know, so how much can you afford? I mean. 1/3 of his salary gives you the Philadelphia Eagles O-line.
What they should have done, they should have traded Stafford, let Rudick play, tanked the season, moved up in the draft to number one and picked Baker Mayfield. And let the kid play.
Yeah, because even though that Stafford may be in his prime, prime for
but,
what?
But they could they could have got so many draft choices and so many players for him before they signed that ridiculous freaking contract.
And I'll say this too. If you were to take Stafford and put him on a really good team, he very well could win the Super Bowl with them. But he's not on a really good team. What's it get you? It's kind of like, okay, let's say that the Tigers next year. Let's say Cabrera comes back, his back miraculously heals, and he wins the Triple Crown. Where are you going?
To that. I mean, he is. Very good point. Stafford is the Lions' Cabrera.
Yeah.
Way too overpriced. Can't move him. Way past... May still have something left, has a reputation, okay. That's it.
But regardless of how good he does, he's in the middle of shit.
Yeah.
Take Sidney Crosby, put him on Florida.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
You're wasting him.
But pay him big bucks. And so now you see where it all lies with the athlete. Give me the paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad about the ring and all that stuff. Give me the paycheck at the end of the day. I'll have the money, and who cares about the... I'll have all kinds of stats.
I'll buy a ring on Amazon.
Yeah. No matter how good...
Where's OJ?
No matter how good you have one player, you have to have a surrounding cast around him.
Yep.
Otherwise...
You have to build a whole team.
That's right.
You can't just...
Otherwise, it makes absolutely no difference.
You almost have to go back to the Utley years in Detroit, you know, to get a decent O-line.
Yeah.
You know, and that was way in the Silver Dome days.
Utley and Andelsek, and then, you know, it's like there's some tragedy hit, voice. And they were done.
That's why it's almost at a point where giving out these big-ass contracts, it's almost useless to do, because once you do that, you take away from every other position.
I would like to see how much more money they have in the cap. You know?
They probably don't.
I mean, they got swamped on this one. So if you don't have any money, that means no free agents. That means nobody that can come in right now and play, if they're good. So you're still going to have scraps, and, you know, Sidney Crosby in Florida. You know, you got one great guy. And how frustrated is Stafford going to get?
But again, I'm going to go back to this. How good are these players? How bad are these players? If your coaches can't coach them right, you don't know what you have, but you won't get a good coach in here. You're stuck on this guy. You won't get rid of him, okay? It's kind of like Anthony Ghost. It's like, what do you see in this guy, okay? What makes you joined at the hip with this guy and you won't move him out and bring somebody else in? I mean, what's he got? You got pictures or what?
Watch the movie Driving Miss Daisy. You know?
Well, that's just like having Belichick taking a guy and using him just for what he can do.
Yeah.
But you know,
you need a coach like that can say, here, you're good at pass rushing, that's all you do.
Yeah.
You're good at run defense, this is what you do.
The Fords love to be kissed up to. So what you have, and Caldwell evidently figured this one out because he saw what the Big Buck did and he saw what McMillan did. You trot into the owner's office every Tuesday, give him a gee whiz, wowsy wowsy kind of speech, they pat you on the back and they send you out. And that's all you have to do. Yep. That's all enough to satisfy an owner, because clearly it shows they don't give a damn about winning anything. Just keep the money coming. And if you don't think that's true, watch 61 years. You know?
They don't care about the fan. They don't care about anything as long as...
Oh, they can say they do. But it's the same theme all the time.
They say that they care about the fan, but deep down they don't.
They don't, not at all. Because you would demand excellence somewhere down the line. Somewhere in almost three quarters of a century, somebody would say, gee, how come we've only won one playoff game? You know? One. Yeah. You know, Jesus, why don't they keep pounding on that? We've been, you know, crap for 64, over half a century. Half a century, you know?
If you people want to change that, keep your asses from going down there.
You can't.
Don't buy the tickets. Don't pay the $20 beer.
They're like meth addicts. They can't stop.
Yeah, I was going to say, save your breath.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
It's logical.
I'm a diehard Maple Leaf fan. But you don't see me driving to Toronto and paying $600 for a damn ticket. I watch the games on TV.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a diehard fan, but I don't give them any of my freaking money. You know, you guys are stupid.
If you
don't go down there.
Yeah.
But it's the experience.
You know, it's not the experience.
You tailgate.
You're just stupid. S-T-U-P-I-D.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Stupid.
Whatever. You know, if you want a winning team, you got to show them that you want a winning team. Don't go down there and spend your goddamn money.
If you had a car that had great mileage, you'd be in Toronto every weekend.
No, I wouldn't. I would not spend that money to go there and watch the game because it's too much money. I'm not giving them my money.
You go to Maryland.
They have NHL package for free. I'll go there for free because they have the NHL package. Right, Daniel?
Now, there you go. That's Leaf Logic.
There you go.
Brought to you by Dave Dial's son. Wow. There you are.
Thank you, Don and Daniel. You got the NHL package. I come there.
Are you blushing?
No, I'm laughing too hard. But see, I do it the sensible way. I don't give them my money. You stupid people give them your money and everything else.
See, Mark Melichek will come to your house if you have the NHL package, and he'll stay overnight.
I will give you my investment strategies. You pay me instead of paying them.
See, so it's kind of like a Harbaugh thing. He'll come over to your house and stay the night. You know,
hey, well, there we go. We need to talk about Harbaugh, don't we?
Notice my transition.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Because on New Year's Day, you get up and you pop the popcorn, you get ready, because you can watch Michigan in the Outback Bowl this year instead of watching the Spartans.
Did you see the reason why they picked Michigan?
Because
M-O-N-E-Y.
M-O-N-E-Y. Yeah, because they're maintaining the highest standards of intercollegiate athletics, right? And we know what the highest standard in intercollegiate athletics is, don't we?
Wait a minute, I know I have one of these
things. Where is it? Don't do the boing. There it is. Cha-ching! Because intercollegiate athletics is all about money.
It
says on our money, in God we trust, right?
In CAC we trust.
And why do you think they put God on the money? Because that's their God.
They should put CAC on the money.
Yeah, in CAC we trust. There we go.
I mean, there's two things in college football you have to take a look at. One, you go, wait a minute. You passed over a superior team that beat these guys?
Yeah.
And for some God reason, you go, well, I mean, look, bottom line it. They travel better, you know, and somehow, some way, you know that Harbaugh is going to be colorful.
And they'll get better TV ratings.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
and they're going to get smacked.
those khaki pants look better on TV, I guess.
Yeah.
Better than khaki. I mean, really, if you're Michigan State, you're going, say, Holiday Bowl, you know. I mean, nice bowl and everything, but I wouldn't go. Screw you. You know, why go? Who are you playing there in the Holiday Bowl?
Playing Washington.
Yeah, which is going to be a worse game, or it's going to be a
Washington
worse.
State, excuse me.
Yeah, but Washington or Washington State, man, you're still there. You're going to have a fight on your hands.
Yep, both the Washington teams are good.
It's not like you're playing the Zips, you know? And then Michigan gets Carolina.
Yeah. At least it's consistent. Shit. They're both unranked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, pop the popcorn. That's going to be a fun game to watch, won't it, guys?
For about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then go. I mean, Harbaugh's magic is gone.
Yeah.
There is, now all of a sudden Michigan's going, ooh, we paid him how much?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is your team. No more saying, well, it's hoax team that he had.
Uh-huh.
No, this is your team.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
And if the Michigan State game didn't convince you, these last two damn well have better.
Right. But, you know, what did convince me, too, is Ohio State, as much as I'm not, you know, a B.I.G. guy, Ohio State by all means should have been in there.
Yeah.
There is no reason why they did. Yeah, they're a two-loss team. But if you go for strength of schedule, you know what, really? I mean, a BIG team's got to play 9 conference games, as opposed to Bama, who plays Shrine of Little Flower and Cupcake U, you know. I mean, they just load up on them.
Yeah.
I mean, and all of a sudden, that strength of schedule, I thought strength of schedule meant a lot. Boy, I'm telling you, if you're Urban Meyer, you're loading up on Shrine of Little Flower a lot. You know, yes, you got to play your lumps and you know, play your Purdue's and whatever. But boy, oh boy, I'm telling you. And then I would really have Akron the second to last game somehow. You know, so you could really go, you know, a 66-10 game and then just load up. I mean, that's what, you know, Alabama's a fraud. I mean, really big time. And there's no reason to be in there. You know, but I mean, you got two SEC teams.
Yeah.
place say, what? You know, I mean, if this is supposed to be representative of all football, all college football, you know, I mean, the the fix is in. I mean, I think Flynn took some of the Red Wing money and went, whoops. You know, because really, who do you really want to see in the in these matchups? You really want to see Alabama play?
They're always there.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? But I think all of a sudden now you're seeing the paper tiger because Alabama at one time was extremely tough, but now they're still, you know, 10-1 or whatever. But you take a look at strength of schedule, and they really dialed it back a whole big bunch. I mean, they're not doing, you know, the Tom Izzo kind of thing. I mean, your first game is North Carolina. So,
I mean, do you agree with the other three, though? Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, really, the only ones that you should have had. I mean, God, can we get done with the SEC? You know? I mean, the frauds or whatever you call them, Kenny, the
SEC? Squeaky clean.
Yeah. I mean, that's... We don't have any problems with the other three, but, I mean, you seriously should have had, you know, well, we never had a two-loss team, didn't you? You know, I mean, really, but what they're afraid of is they're going to see another Michigan State implosion.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that was awful. That was a grim game, you know, and I think that sticks in the heads of the selection committee for a long, long time. It's a different ballgame, guys. I mean, Ohio runs a hell of a show. You know, as much as, you know, Michigan people don't like to say that. You know, people from Michigan people, they don't even know football. They just go, oh, Harbaugh's good. You know, nope, not really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ohio State ends up playing USC in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, that's still a decent bowl, but...
Huh?
And Wisconsin plays Miami of Florida in the Orange Bowl.
I mean, you know what? Still... Who plays the Rose now?
The Rose Bowl is... Clemson and Alabama, I think. It's the playoff game. It's one of the playoff games.
You know what I'd really like to see is who Akron is playing.
The Zips?
Love the Zips. Yeah, I mean, who? But then again, why don't you just like wait around for the Cherry Bowl / Motor City Bowl / Little Caesar Bowl and see, you know, the third best team from the MAC against the seventh best team out of the BIG. Get a clue, guys. Why would you spend 50 cents? I wouldn't watch it on TV, let alone go down there. They go, gee, attendance is down this year. You have, what kind of bowl? Don't even have a bowl. That's awful. You know, it's you look at the lineup and you go, I wouldn't even watch that like as a regular season game. You know, who cares?
Well, it might be more entertaining than watching the Lions down at Ford Field.
The bar is high.
Yeah, no kidding. At least somebody there wins something. You're there for a championship. And you know what we're here for, too, is, Kenny, what did we not talk about in 1 minute?
Well, we did mention Anthony Ghost, but we didn't talk about the update, the weekly update. Anthony Ghost is off the market. Anthony Ghost signed a minor league contract with the Texas Rangers organization.
God.
Now, I don't know why they signed him. Pitching. But that's okay, because they don't know why they signed him either. They didn't say whether they're going to use him in the outfield or as a pitcher. You know, he's got that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, except that he's got a wonky elbow every time he throws it. Well, we'll see.
Does he have Boris as an agent? Know, must. Because God. Somehow, some way, they must have the ghost of Illich down there going, what? He's from Detroit. Why? Sign him. You know, at least sign up for a minor. I mean, thanks a lot for taking Prince off our hands.
But all I can say to Texas is thank you. At least he's not coming back here. Thank God.
Well, we don't know. Because people could be calling, and that could be Detroit calling.
Yeah, that's true.
They might have signed him just so
they
could
bait.
Do a trade. Yeah, three-way trade.
You never know. He might be part of a big deal coming back to the Tigers.
Big deal. Talking about big deal. Mark Milicek, what did we not talk about in exactly 51 seconds?
Well, we didn't talk about...
Loser.
Sorry.
We didn't talk about Stan and the Pistons. But, you know...
They didn't implode.
Well, yes.
They kind of
did. Implosion was the theme of the...
Well, they didn't...
They imploded last night.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, just a quick update on the Pistons. They're not in first place anymore.
No.
They had a mini implosion.
Yeah, I mean, really, against they're so close last night, though, but that's basketball.
Yeah, they're they're a game and a half behind La Bum.
Yeah, but look at them. They're on, what, a 12-game winning streak? Jesus God, man. I mean, what is it with the NBA? You know, she's OP.
Yeah, everybody decides to go on these long winning streaks. And
go Boston.
Yeah, Boston and, you know, now Cleveland. And, you know, the Pistons went on a streak for a while. It's like...
Yeah, but it's hard to beat a 12-game streak.
Yeah. You know. So, you know, I guess the NBA likes streaking.
And talking about streaking, we got to get our clothes off and go down Woodward real fast. So, for everybody here at the Sports Authority, John Sauer, and our super CPA, Ken Pocket, and Dave Dials next to Ken, our sport director, Mark Milicek, we will see you again next Tuesday here. And if you don't hear us from here, you can take us in the bathtub with you if you go to Podbean, PODBEAN.com.
With Mr. Bubbles.
And download us, and you can be squeaky clean with us.
And your rubber ducky.
There you go. We can be like the SEC. So for that time, friends, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.